California is one of 29 states that will soon require health plans to cover specialized behavioral therapy for children with autism. But even before the law takes effect, both advocates and critics are taking issue with it. This is a special report from California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Advocacy groups across the nation have applauded Governor Jerry Brown for signing SB 946 into law. Lori Unum, Vice President of State Government Affairs for Autism Speaks, says the law will provide huge benefits to families who have been paying out of pocket for expensive autism treatments, including applied behavioral analysis.
Applied behavior analysis, or ABA, is the most commonly prescribed treatment protocol for autism. It is an intensively administered therapy, sometimes 20, 30, 40 hours per week for a child, depending on the level of severity.
Unum has a severely autistic son who is completely nonverbal. She says ABA treatment helped him develop some basic social skills like eye contact.
Through repetition and positive reinforcement, the therapist who worked daily with my son got him to understand the concept of imitation, and that created pathways to learning that would not have otherwise been present.
Such therapies can cost as much as $70,000 a year. Until now, health plans in California covered some health care services for autism, but they considered ABA to be an educational service rather than a medical therapy. Nicole Evans, Vice President for Communications at the California Association of Health Plans, says the new law will drive up the state's health care costs by nearly $850 million a year.
The cost burden is really, ultimately, it will bear out in the premium price. So it's going to be on families and businesses, and I think that's a reality that we all need to be clear about.
To ensure the governor would sign the bill, its author, State Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, attempted to reduce its burden on the state budget. Steinberg crafted the law so public insurance programs, as well as the health insurance plan provided to state employees through CalPERS, are not required to cover the specialized autism therapy. But that compromise has made both consumer advocates and business groups unhappy.
To have a law which only covers and or exempts a certain class of commercially insured individuals, as well as also the state Medi-Cal program, yet somehow is in force for much of the rest of the population, is seriously questionable.
Henry Lube is chief strategy officer with Keenan and Associates, a consulting firm that serves a number of public agencies, including cities and counties around California. He says families who receive coverage through CalPERS or public insurance programs like Medi-Cal are being unfairly left out of the law.
It should be consistent, it should be fair across the board, and we should not have these exemptions. Thus, PERS and Medi-Cal should also be covered.
CalPERS has not taken a position on the law, but an anonymous source said there would likely be a second round of debate before the law goes into effect next July. Whether or not the law is amended, SB 946 is slated to expire in July 2014. That's when the Affordable Care Act requires states to set up health insurance exchanges. California Association of Health Plans spokesperson Nicole Evans.
And then there's going to be essential health benefits that the federal government are going to lay out as a part of the broader ACA. Will ABA coverage be in that or not? We don't know. And so health plans are working with the regulators on implementing SB 946 and making sure that we do so in a collaborative way. What happens after this bill sunsets remains to be seen.
The state is required to convene an autism advisory task force by February to help the Department of Insurance and the Department of Managed Health Care make recommendations for education, training, and licensing of professionals who provide intensive behavioral therapies. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.